What's your name?
My name is Aaron Jansen.
And you're the attorney for one of the black riders that's being detained?
Yes, for Sheshwan White.
And what is he charged with?
Attempted possession of an automatic weapon and conspiracy to possess an automatic weapon.
And what is that, a felony?
Yes.
And what kind of time would he be facing if he was convicted?
For the conspiracy charge, the maximum he would be facing is 3 years in state prison. And they've also charged a gang enhancement. And I believe that the gang enhancement would subject him to another 5 to 10 years in prison.
So what is their case against him? What evidence do they have?
Basically, what they've done is they've targeted this organization and had an undercover officer meet with the three of them and to try to entrap them into accepting donations of different items, different types of equipment. And during the course of one of the meetings, the conversation, the undercover officer mentioned semi-automatic weapons. And so they're trying to use that conversation to entrap all of them and say that they conspired to possess these automatic weapons.
So they have tape recordings of these meetings?
They have some tape recordings of the meetings, yes.
Is this entrapment?
I believe it is entrapment. They specifically targeted the Black Riders organization, and when they were outside of Wiener Schnitzel soliciting donations, this undercover officer went up to them wearing a wire and made a donation to them, and then tried to engage the individuals in some kind of conversation about offering to provide them with equipment or whatever they need, financial backing. And so they thought that they just had someone who was interested in our organization and willing to make donations.
I guess this is a special unit of the LAPD that would be involved with surveilling them or trying to entrap them. Why is the LAPD focusing on this group?
The gang unit within the LAPD has gotten their marching orders that they need to go out and try to crush this organization. And one of the ways that they do that is to file gang enhancements that will prevent them from meeting with each other, from associating with each other, and from speaking out publicly on issues that affect their community. So they have specifically targeted this organization, and it's because they don't like what they have to say, simple and plain. There has been some revolutionary artwork that has been passed out by members of the Black Riders organization, and that artwork is on display at MoCA right now by Emory Douglas. And so they're using that to show that, well, the Black Riders advocate murdering police officers.
I see. Is there any involvement from any other agencies other than the LAPD that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of at this time, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
You're only representing one of the people. I understand there's two other people that are currently being detained?
Yes.
Are they involved in the same incident?
Same incident, same charges.
Same charges. What do you think their chances are of being acquitted?
I think their chances are excellent. I think their chances are excellent.
So this is just more harassment?
I believe so. I believe that they were specifically targeted, and what they're trying to do is, if they can label them a criminal street gang, they can get them on probation, they can impose all of these so-called gang conditions, and first and foremost, they can lock up their leader. And if they're able to lock up the leader of the organization, it would be much easier for them to crush the organization from the bottom up.
Do you think that there's any civil rights or constitutional rights like freedom of speech, freedom of assembly that have been violated by their actions?
Most definitely. Any organization has the right to advocate their ideas and their beliefs, to participate in public forums and public speeches, marches, to go on the internet and to give speeches. And the LAPD, in their heavy-handed tactics, are trying to suppress the Black Riders from expressing those opinions. And the way that they're doing that is they're using the criminal laws to penalize them and to prevent them from expressing their ideas and opinions.
Do you think they have any case in the civil court about the infringement of their civil rights?
I would think that they have a very good case against the LAPD. But we're still going through the discovery, and we want to see what they've been doing to gather evidence and how they've been keeping them under surveillance and to see if they've violated any of their other civil rights.
The Black Riders are not a gang. They're just a political organization.
I don't want to speak for them, but from what I understand, that they are a political social organization who are against capitalism and the oppression of the community. Very often they find that the LAPD is the arm of the oppressive government and comes down on their neighborhoods. And so what I understand that they're a political organization and they're against that.
What can people do who want to help the people that are being detained?
I would say show up at the hearing. The hearing coming up on March the 6th is whether or not the Black Riders organization can be labeled as a criminal street gang. And hopefully the judge will make a decision on that day, but we're definitely going to have a hearing, and we filed a motion and we're trying to fight that.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me. Okay.